I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I watched Candyman 2021. I rented it for $6 on YouTube. Candyman 2021 is the latest entry in the Candyman horror film series. The first Candyman was released in 1992, and it's one of the greatest horror films of all time. It also bears the distinction of being one of the few horror films that's actually scary. I love the original Candyman. There were also a couple of sequels released in 1995 and 1999. I haven't seen those films in a long time, but I just rewatched Candyman 1992 a month ago or so, and it holds up. Okay, so the Candyman movies deal with the evil Candyman. In the first movie, Virginia Madsen plays a student writing a thesis on urban legends, and she chooses to focus on the legend of the Candyman, a myth believed in some Chicago neighborhoods, especially the housing projects. She goes to the notorious Cabrini Green and speaks with locals to find out more. The Candyman was originally a black man born in the 1800s as the son of a slave. He grew up to become a well-known artist who made the mistake of falling in love with a white woman. When the townsfolk learned of this, they killed him, cutting off his hand, replacing it with a hook, and smothering him with honey so bees would sting him to death. Since then, the spirit of the Candyman lingers in the Cabrini Green area. If you say his name 5 times in front of a mirror, Candyman will appear and gut you with his hook hand. In the first Candyman, Virginia Madsen does the mirror thing, and sure enough, Candyman appears. However, he doesn't kill her. Instead, he torments her, framing her for all sorts of horrible murders. It seems that he wants her soul, I think because she resembles the woman he was once in love with. In the end of the film, Candyman kidnaps a baby, and Virginia Madsen, having escaped from a mental home thanks to the Candyman's help, saves the baby from being burned alive in a bonfire. She then dies in the fire. Okay, so here's Candyman 2021. This film was written by Jordan Peele, Wynn Rosenfeld, and Nia DaCosta. It's directed by Nia DaCosta. It's produced by Jordan Peele. Could this new Candyman film live up to the legend that is the first one? Well, the answer is yes, actually. I found Candyman 2021 to be a worthy successor of Candyman 1992. As the credits rolled on this thing, I said to myself, you know what? That was really good. This movie's not quite as scary as the original, but it does have some interesting things, and it kind of follows many of the same beats as that original picture. In this one, Yahya Abdul-Mateen plays Anthony, a hot young artist living in a luxury high-rise that is now on the site of the former Cabrini Green. That project was torn down in 2011. Anyway, he has a high-class, art-dealing girlfriend played by Teyonah Parris, and the movie opens with some commentary on gentrification. The characters are having a dinner party, and they're talking about, like, Moscato and stuff. These are some high-class types. What a contrast to the nasty environment this area was just a few decades ago. Anthony one day hears about the legend of the Candyman while doing research for his planned art series on gentrification, and he becomes obsessed. Eventually, the Candyman starts appearing again and killing people, partly because of Anthony. He gets deeper and deeper in as the Candyman is apparently trying to take his soul, just like he once did with Virginia Madsen. Perhaps it's because Anthony is a young artist, just like the Candyman was when he was alive. Because, you know, Candyman usually just kills people, but with Virginia Madsen and Anthony here, he's messing with them instead. From there, the new film follows a similar track as the original, with the Candyman framing Anthony for various murders, but there is a pretty big twist here. And I won't tell you what it is. Alright, well, something that makes this movie unique is all the commentary. Not only does it remark on the fact that the authorities dealt with the problem that was Cabrini Green, not by improving it or helping its residents, but by tearing it down and making everyone leave, but it also notices right away that the supposed improvements that came later were just gentrified high-rises for today's equivalent of yuppies. The irony is not even lost on Anthony. This film also has some post-George Floyd commentary. Anthony, after all, is a young black man, and he is framed for some murders. Can you guess how the police are going to treat him? Yahya Abdul-Mateen is great in this role. His obsession with the Candyman becomes more and more frightening. His gaze darker and more unhinged. And yet, he's also desperate. He doesn't want to be evil. The Candyman has some kind of power over him, and he's fighting it throughout the film. I also love Teyonah Parris as his girlfriend. She's concerned watching her man unravel and not understanding why. She gets some great scenes toward the end of the movie. Tony Todd, the original Candyman, does make an appearance in this film, and it's pretty darn good. Vanessa Williams is also back as the mother of the baby that got kidnapped in the first one. This new Candyman shows a lot of respect for that first movie, and at times it manages to capture part of what made the first one so effective. The first Candyman is scary partly because of its setting. You look at this nasty, polluted, grimy, rundown Chicago project, and it feels dangerous to even be looking at it. And Virginia Madsen wanders around in this place. It's tense, waiting to see what'll happen to her. When Anthony in this new film goes into what's left of Cabrini Green, it's less threatening, but it's the images of the art that he soon starts creating, and another thing that Candyman does to him that creeps us out. Still, the film doesn't quite reach Candyman 1 levels of scariness. For example, I fully well know the original story of the Candyman is fake. Yes, I know that, it's fake. However, to this very day, I would not say his name 5 times in front of a mirror. Nope, I know it's stupid. I do know it's stupid, but there's no friggin' way I would do it. Candyman 1992 is one of the few horror films that I find scary enough to get that kind of reaction out of me. I've watched probably thousands of horror flicks in my days, and there are a few that I thought were really scary, like Night of the Living Dead and It Follows are the two I can think of right now, but Candyman stands above either of those. So, you really couldn't expect this new Candyman to top the original, but darned if it doesn't do a good job of being worthy at standing alongside it. This story has the message, the twists, and the attention to detail that makes it all work quite well. Director Nia DaCosta really does a nice job here, and the film's got great visuals. I look forward to seeing what she does next. Check this film out. It's good. I give Candyman 2021 a 4 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.